From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 16th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County officials are calling a plan to share a jail with Greene County a win-win situation. However, a resolution to approve a $60,000 study of the proposal was withdrawn from the Columbia County Board of Supervisors meeting agenda after the Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee failed March 14th to approve a similar resolution and send it to the full legislature for an up or down vote. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said the shared jail plan is contingent on Greene County's support. Murrell said, and I quote, "If they're not going to entertain it, we won't entertain it. The ball has always been in Greene County's court," end quote. Columbia County Comptroller Ron Campanera said the governor's office has confirmed a shared jail would be considered a shared service and could be eligible for a 10-year savings match from the Department of State through the state's Shared Services Initiative. Campanera said, and I quote, "There would be a substantial savings in the millions for both counties a year. It is definitely a win-win," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Coxsackie residents packed a town board meeting on March the 13th to demonstrate their opposition to Hecate Energy's proposed new solar project. The facility, to be built near Farm to Market Road, would include more than 15,000 solar panels, miles of barbed wire fencing, and hundreds of utility poles. The viewshed of residents' homes would be significantly altered by the project, said Kim Rose, a town resident and member of the Facebook group Coxsackie in Athens Say No to Residential Solar Farms. Rose said it would significantly reduce the home and property values, and home sales could take longer to complete if the solar farm is built. The exact amount of land needed for the 50-megawatt project is still unknown, but Hecate Energy Development Director Gabriel Whopper said it could be anywhere from 4 to 8 acres. He said, and I quote, "We're at the beginning of our permitting," end quote. Whether the Hecate project is defeated or not, there's a chance other solar projects will dot the town, Mike Deering of Coxsackie said during the meeting. Another proposed project is close to Deering's home on Kings Road. He said, and I quote, "We're going to be surrounded. 15 acres here, 20 acres there. I don't think anybody knows any of this is going on in their backyards," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. Amtrak has proposed a fencing project along its right-of-way at the Hudson River from Rhinebeck to Stuyvesant. The railroad has cited safety concerns as the reasons for the fence. Germantown is concerned the plan would block access for recreation, fishing, and fire protection and rescue. The town's local waterfront study committee made a statement on the Amtrak proposal during the Germantown board meeting March the 13th. Carr Christian, a waterfront committee member, explained that Amtrak wants to fence off a four-mile stretch between Lasher Park to the north and Chevaux Park to the south, constructing a gate at either end. The 50 to 100-foot wide space connects the two parks and has historically been used by fishers, walkers, cyclists, cross-country skiers, and families that simply want an outing. He said, and I quote, "It's a real gem of an area, not crowded, but it is used," end quote. Similar past proposals have failed, one as recently as 1991. The public comment period on the Amtrak proposal began March 14th, making comments due March 29th. Supervisor Robert Burey said he would ask the town board for permission to ask Amtrak for an extension of the comment period. He said, and I quote, "This seems to be moving very fast," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Hudson Valley 360 is reporting police are asking the public's help in finding a teenager missing from Hudson since March the 5th. Kenner Mendez Esteban, 15, is a runaway and may be in the local area, according to the Hudson Police Department. He was last seen wearing a red hooded sweatshirt, blue jeans, and black sneakers. Kenner is 5'5" tall and weighing 160 pounds. He has black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information about Kenner or his whereabouts is asked to call the department at 518-828-3000. 3388. And finally, Larry Rollison is reporting for the Times Union. The State Public Service Commission on March the 15th approved National Grid's new rate plan. The plan would phase in approximately $16 in monthly increases for gas and electric customers over a three-year period. The higher rates take effect April the 1st. National Grid originally sought a higher increase, but reached a settlement with the PSC prior to the vote. The utility agreed to cut its original request, in part because of federal tax breaks it is receiving, thereby lowering its costs. PSC Chair John Rhodes said the agreement will benefit low-income customers who could see bill reductions up to 55%. Rhodes said, and I quote, "We are pleased to adopt a progressive rate plan that is much improved over what the company initially proposed." And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated snow showers between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. today. It will be partly sunny with a high near 35 degrees. It will be breezy with a northwest wind increasing during the afternoon, and winds could gust as high as 36 miles an hour. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 22. The forecast for your weekend, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 36 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 12 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Sunday night will be mostly clear with a low around 14. Sunrise today was at 7.05 a.m. and the sun will set at 7.02 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 54 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 16th day of March 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.